Maybe I'm crazy, but it has really become incredibly easy to become a scammer.
Joanne the scammer?
Joanne the scammer.
I just said Joanne the scammer.
It's a great account.
So good. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm
crazy, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not. Welcome to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. I'm Joy Taylor. That's Brandon Newman.
Hola.
We will talk about scamming later in the show. Basically, if you have an Instagram account, you can accomplish anything.
That influencers are dangerous.
Influencers are dangerous. Yes, very dangerous. They are the menaces of our society. I disagree with that completely.
Follow us on Instagram.
Do a little fact check. Yes, follow us on Instagram. We're not going to scam you. We're going to talk about Super Bowl week. Although it doesn't really feel like Super Bowl week. Yes, we are going to talk about Tuesday. The Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The NBA stole all the shine of Super Bowl week quite easily, actually. It was just like a little tweet.
Don't get
just a little Woj bomb, and then it's all gone. Anthony Davis would like to leave New Orleans, which is a surprise. Shock to no one except for apparently the Pelicans.
Right.
Luke Walton is kind of on the fake hot seat
again. No. He was on.
They turned the heat up on the hot seat.
He was in the hot seat microwave. Now he's in the oven.
He got in the car and turned the seat warmer on, and then realizing it's not really that hot out, but like you can't turn it off now because it's stuck. So he's gonna sit on that seat.
I don't want to do this and have seat warmer conversation because it's an elitist conversation, but seat warmers.
Oh, wrong.
No.
I don't have seat warmers in my car, and it's one of my big regrets in that lease.
No, you're part of the
seat warmers are crucial. Alyssa is agreeing with me behind the camera. Seat warmers are... Maybe it's a girl thing, but...
It definitely is.
I very much... Yeah, I pretty much... Yes, Ariana just said all the time. Yeah, it's almost an instant. If I'm the tiniest bit chilly, on.
My butt is always hot. I don't need extra of that. I'm sweating right now thinking about heated seats.
Okay, so maybe it is just a girl thing. Yes. Because I love a good seat warmer. Are you into seat warmers?
Do you do the... I like the steering wheel warmer.
Get the... Ashley, I knew you was going to do this. Telling yourself. You're going to tell yourself.
I'm embracing it today.
You're inching close to Princess of Privilege.
don't get me started with what you prefer.
Yeah, each week you inch closer to that.
Seated?
So,
what? Heated steering wheels?
Yeah, what is a heated steering wheel?
The Mach 5? What the f*** you driving? Go Gadget heated steering wheel.
You're in the unreleased Tesla? If you don't know about Ashley, Ashley...
No, it's okay.
Ashley's hashtag blessed. All right, so tell us about your
Ashley has neighbors at home, quote unquote.
I mean, do you want me to full-on embrace this?
No.
Yeah, because next line would be the valet guy in the morning turns it on for me before I get in the car.
Yes, the valet guy.
I don't hate that, actually. Do you tip him well at the end of the month?
Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe I'm crazy as a podcast of the people, okay? Like, let's get that straight and said, like, I recognize.
Yeah, we're having a little side conversation here. back to the original point, is it a female thing? Do you enjoy seat warmers?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I would, but I'm naturally.
Yeah, she can't. Yeah,
that's hot blooded or
she's
whatever.
She's had it for so long that she's talking about steering wheels. Yeah, so gonna ask
you're
her.
Over it.
Like I'm still trying to deal with the fact that.
Okay,
it's
first of all,
me.
We live in Los Angeles.
I use the AC.
It's never cold enough for a steering wheel warmer ever.
Never for a steering wheel warmer.
When it's
never.
Cold, I use the steering wheel warmer. When it's really hot, I use the AC seat.
Okay.
The AC seats.
All right.
AC seats.
Yeah. That nice. Ashley's riding around a little different than the rest of us. Okay. Anyway, so it's Super Bowl week, and speaking of the elitist, most elite Super Bowl of all time.
Yes,
the
yes.
Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots.
Hey.
We enjoy our trips to the Cape on the weekends.
There's a little tea being sipped.
We're watching our ninth Super Bowl with Tom sides. Brady, Bob Kraft, and Bill Belichick. We enjoy a nice scotch with our sweaters. Actually, that's not Boston at all. But no. It is, it's the bougiest Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in Atlanta, which really should be turned up.
Yeah, opening day, they changed media day to opening day. And it looked pretty turned. They're having a good time.
Having a good time?
Yeah, it looked festivities
were
being had. I
don't feel Super Bowl-y.
No, no. And but I have talked myself into getting excited about it, so I'm excited to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
I did predict the Rams would be in the Super Bowl, so I'm glad about that. I can't pretend to be overly glad about that because I really don't care about predictions. It's just something I feel obligated to do because we're in this business and everyone does it. So
put
it's
your
like
name on it.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, you gotta make a pick. Like, cool, I'm picking the Rams. That's my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah.
But I am going to wrap that in a giant bacon wrap, if you will.
Ooh.
Imagine the pick as a scallop and then a nice thick piece of bacon. Can and I then imagine the skewer.
The pick as steak.
Steak is fun, too.
Bacon-wrapped steak?
I just refuse to go the mini hot dog things, because those are just disgusting.
You talking about...
Has anyone ever actually eaten a Vienna sausage?
Come on now, Joy. I got Spam in the cabinet right now.
I mean, you've taken the little sausage thing.
Yes.
The little sausage jink.
Yes.
And you've said, this is something I want to consume.
No. You forgot. I cracked open the tab and removed the metal thing, sealing it. Because that's how safe it is.
I mean, the
and
little...
Then you gotta be careful of the edges. It might cut your finger because it's close. You gotta start
the
in the middle.
The little dinky sausage there, thing yeah, with the water, the, whatever that yes, liquid
you
is.
You pour the water out. Vienna sausage first at the it's middle, like, so it's everything almost, has room to breathe.
It's like a snot around. Material, the water
When you're
is.
Hungry, you're hungry.
In the little sausage dink, and you're like, yum.
Hey, that's
okay,
what it
well,
is.
Well, we're not going to use that as an example. We're going to use a scallop, because that's okay. what I would like to eat today, okay, a bacon-wrapped scallop. So yes. the scallop is my pick, and this is the bacon I'm going to wrap around it.
Okay.
I can't get excited about this situation. The only thing that the Rams bring to the table for me is a hope and a promise of a future for something I've been preaching for multiple years now, which is enabling and uplifting stars in the NFL.
Amen to that.
Because they are the complete contrast opposite of Belichick, Brady, and a system in New England.
Well, but you realize you said the only thing they're giving you is hope, and the hope is like the most powerful thing.
Hope
like,
is powerful, it's like, but it's like what but, we all wish for. But I don't know if the Rams are going to win this game.
Yeah,
I don't
it is
feel
hope.
I don't feel confident in my pick. I'm not saying it with any kind of conviction. I did think that the Rams were going to win the Super Bowl because I thought they had a talented team, and here they are. Like you can yell and scream about the Saints, which we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But whatever, they won the game, and they're in the Super Bowl, and they have a good chance, and they've been in close games. And they can score.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they have the line that will hopefully be able to put some pressure on Tom Brady because he hasn't even been sniffed this postseason. And that's really what it takes for me. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to write a book. And it's going to be a bestseller. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to love it. Trust me.
Can I get an advanced copy?
You can. And you can follow me on Twitter at Real Donald Trump. The book is this. It's How to Beat the Patriots in a Big Game. It's really actually quite simple. You would think it's hard because a lot of people are really f***ing bad at it. But mm-hmm. it's really actually quite simple.
Yeah.
There's three keys. Okay. Number one,
mm-hmm.
you got to put hands on Tom Brady.
Okay.
He doesn't like hands-on activity. He is hands-off.
Yeah. He's usually not about the smoke when it comes to pressure.
He wants no smoke.
Yes.
He's not
he
here for the smoke.
He preferred not to have smoke. He hasn't had smoke all playoffs long.
Right. And that's why he is here, quite frankly.
Yes.
And he is so anti-smoke. In fact, he wrote a recommendation letter for my brother to get into the Hall of Fame because Jason handed him that much smoke.
Yes, yes, yes. Your brother... Yes, is in the Hall of Fame for giving Tom Brady smoke.
A big part of that, yes.
Yes.
He's about that life. And he made Brady taste that grass several times.
Really good.
And he did not appreciate it.
That's one of the reasons why I fell in love with Jason Taylor. Shouts out.
So, he doesn't want the smoke. So, give him some smoke.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what we're talking about, because we've said smoke 15 times.
Right.
Basically, please put some pressure on the quarterback.
Sack the quarterback.
You're going to need to sack him.
Yes.
You're going to need to make him uncomfortable.
He has to get off the
ground
during the game.
You're going to have to hit him.
Yes.
Make him see the lights, if you will. Okay?
Yeah.
It's,
every now and then.
It's going to be a dome, so there will be lights up there.
Yes.
So that reference matters. Hit Tom Brady. It's pretty simple. Like, you can't... If you don't put any pressure on him, he feels comfortable. He can do whatever he wants in the pocket. Mm-hmm. And he's a surgeon. He's the greatest to ever do it. You have to get to him. You have to sell out and get to him, actually. You have to put an extra person on the line, trust your secondary, even if they aren't the best in the league, and make it happen. You have to do it. That's one. My book will be very simple. Give him the smoke, okay? I elaborated for all of you to understand what that meant. Number two, don't plan on throwing to your top receiver or your top target, whoever that is. Whether it be a tight end or whether it be a receiver. In this case, I'm going to go with Robert Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Woods is going to get taken out of the game. That's my hot take prediction for the game. Because Bill Belichick always takes away your strongest piece. Had it been Cooper Kupp, it would have been Cooper Kupp getting taken out of the game. Robert Woods is their strongest receiver.
Okay.
He's going to get taken out of the game. That's what Bill Belichick does.
That perfect setup for Brandon Cooks to exact revenge on his former team.
Sure, fun, great. I'm all here for it. But just plan on Robert Woods getting taken out of the game because that's what Bill Belichick does.
Anytime an underdog wins the game, it's usually like the third option that makes the big play anyways on offense. So This is you're speaking is
big moments are made for big hearts. Make it happen.
Big hearts.
I don't know. I just came up with that. But all I'm saying is, it's not going to be your top receiver. Okay, it's not. It's just don't even game plan for that. Okay, yes. This is all free. This is all for you, Sean McVay. This is free game. Okay, and lastly, stop giving them bulletin board material. I mean, can we just stop? We'll get to it in petty court later. But you can't say Brady's getting old.
They'll find it if they don't have it.
Exactly. They make it up in their brains. Michael Jordan used to do this. He just used to be like, I don't like that way that guy smells. It offends me. He smelled like that on purpose. And now I'm going to destroy him. Like he would make things up. That's not a true story. But he really would make things up to fuel him.
The Patriots at this point in time are such a machine that
they have to create it.
I don't even think it even motivates them. Like Julian Edelman, like told like Sony Michel or somebody, like this is cute. The next one's the real one. Like they don't care about anything else outside of the playoffs in that building. So that's why I don't even think the noise even matters at this point.
I think they do pay attention to it because you have to, once you get to a certain level of success, you have to keep remotivating yourself.
It's so fabricated though. They're like
speaking. And of course it's fabricated, but it's the truth. Okay, that's what they do. So just don't do those three things and maybe you'll have a chance of beating them. Maybe. But I'm picking the Rams mainly because I want them to win.
Yeah.
First of all. So that's that. And two, I really need the Patriots to not get six Super Bowls because the Steelers have six Super Bowls and it's like the last thing that we got.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins were undefeated. So the Giants took care of that. Thank you for that. David Tyree.
I mean, now you're talking about it. The defensive line for that game, Osei Umiura, Michael Strahan set out. He played. It was Justin Tuck's first Super Bowl. Like, there was a bunch of Chris Canty. There's a bunch of D linemen who messed Tom Brady up game. That's how they won.
That's why what I'm saying is actual facts. Yeah, now, we were going to be able to talk about how great it was going to be for Sean McVay going up against the Lord of Darkness and Bill Belichick. But McVay decided to completely squash that storyline altogether by saying that Belichick and him are texting buddies.
No, this is why the Rams win Super Bowl. Okay,
you're just gonna disregard the fact
the end clause. You can pick it up and run with it. The Rams have the perfect recipe to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Okay,
because they have elite D line play, thunder and lightning, 1-2 punch at running back with C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley. Remember, it was Ma Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs for those Giants teams, and they have a coach that's not scared of Bill Belichick. Sean McVay is not afraid of Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick respects Sean McVay. So it's kind of a standstill. I think that enough. Not to mention, guess how many points me and Heller calculated all the points for the Patriots Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many points they have total, all the Super Bowls combined, average. Not total, average. I'm sorry. Yes.
I was about to say
per game what? Points
per
for
game
the Super
points,
Bowl
average Super
for
Bowl.
The Patriots in their eight Super Bowls.
32.
25.25. Okay? Opponent's points. Guess.
23? 24.75.
That's how close. 1.5% difference.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All of
just 0.5.
Now, thank you so much. Now, you got Greg Zuerlein, who's kicking field goals from 57 yards out.
Big Z is pretty clutch.
On paper, as a team, the Rams look like they can beat the Patriots straight up. And that's what I'm talking myself into. And also, when the Rams win the Super Bowl, Los Angeles will be the center of the sports
universe. Yeah, that is important to me.
Yes.
I mean, look, I was really hoping for like the full youth, like, rising movement. Mm-hmm. It does bother me that they're like friends and they've made an announcement about it. Listen, I'm in the content business, all right? Don't take storylines away from me Super Bowl week, okay? It's not fair. Wait until after the Super Bowl to admit that, all right?
LeBron.
It's the oldest coach or the second oldest coach in Belichick at 66. Mm-hmm. Sean McVay is 33. He is this pro player, like pro star, pro playing player, like laid back, millennial style of coaching versus this dominance and you who you are doesn't matter. We're not going to pay anybody, not even Brady. Like, it's the perfect setup for like
changing of the guard.
Yes, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. It is the perfect setup for that. And I think maybe you're onto something with he's not afraid of Belichick, but I do think that you can kind of revere someone so much that you don't, you know, you get messed up in what it is that they're doing.
I think if we're going to respect Sean McVay for what we've been talking about him and him being special and different and just a different breed from everybody else. He got a chance to prove it on the Super Bowl on a big stage. And I'm trying to talk myself into like being really, really excited about it because I flipped on it so many times because it's so hard to bet against the Patriots in this game. But if you look at the numbers and like the team that the Rams have, they'd have to actually lay an egg and not play. They'd have to play their worst game of the season to actually lose it, I think.
Yeah, you may be right about that. They also have the other King of Darkness working against them, which is Nick Saban.
Yes, yes. People joke about the trends of football and sports all matter.
Looks confused. There's this thing where when Alabama loses the national championship, the Patriots win. Mm-hmm. It's like they trade off ruining our lives.
Yeah. It's a thing. You got to pay attention to that.
Yeah. Which is not why I don't feel good about my pick in the Rams. I just don't feel good about it because it feels like this is just never going to end. It's like the sports nightmare that won't end.
What? Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
Yes.
They literally will die at some point. Is that a hot take?
We all will, but how lit are you going to be? Actually, lit's dead. How excited are you going to be if the Rams pull this off?
I will talk the most shit. I will be obnoxious. Mm-hmm. I will say that I was right all season long because I did pick the Rams. Yeah. I didn't think, did I pick a Super Bowl winner at the beginning of the year? I don't think I did.
No.
We'll check.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. No. I definitely picked.
You said, yes.
Yeah, I picked the Rams and the Steelers. Yeah. Okay, so then I'm going to pick the Steelers. So, okay. I'm going to fake it. I picked the Rams at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, of course.
And
that's how I remember it.
Yeah, of course.
Rams are Saints.
So I am going to talk big
definitely
shit. And I'm going to be obnoxious. And that's because that's what I do. But I am hoping for this. Like, I do want the Rams to win very much. It has nothing to do with me being in Los Angeles, although it will benefit me greatly.
So much, man. Oh, my gosh.
It's huge. But it's more about, I have been preaching about this is the way that I'd like to see the NFL be more like the NBA in elevating stars. Mm-hmm. Everything is not about the logo and the shield. And make stars the focal point of your team. And it was shown in the disaster that last season was when everyone got hurt, how much you needed this to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it has been had a great year where very few people were hurt. It was Jimmy Garoppolo in a freak situation. And, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers and Carson Wentz towards the end of the year, Cam Newton towards the end of the year. But we did get to see them. So, I'm hoping for it. I think that no matter what happens, the NFL is a copycat league. So the trends that the Rams have set moving forward, I do think is going to influence other teams anyway. And I think what the Patriots have done just cannot be replicated. It just can't. Like the combination of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and we just tend to forget like the first 10 years of that and just focus on what's been most recent. This is almost impossible to duplicate. I don't think it will ever happen again for multiple reasons. Culturally, social media, the money. I just don't think it will work ever again. We'll never see this again.
Well,
the most
interesting part about this whole thing is that Sean
Not
McVay.
Not at the length and consistency that
But
they
it
have.
Could happen. Sean McVay and Jared Goff have the potential and the opportunity to be the next Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And I've said that, and I know it's too early to say it, but you have to think about somebody, two people very, very early on in their careers at the stage where they're going to be. Tom Brady, every time he won his Super Bowls, no one was really considering Tom Brady to be a huge factor in it. It was only after he was consistent and he was the main factor in them getting back every time. That's something that Jared Goff can show over time because right now no one's talking about Jared Goff as like the main guy, but he's out there throwing real passes to keep them in the games when they need to.
No, I don't think Goff is getting the respect that he deserves. I think he got it last year because everyone was talking about how Sean McVay had just changed his career around.
Playoffs.
This year he's kind of been more quiet in that. So you may be onto something there. I still think it's very it's almost going to be impossible to duplicate what the Patriots have done. And to be clear, I very much respect the Patriots. Like I've been off the whole whining and complaining about them cheating and all that other stuff for a while now because it's an exercise in futility at this point. I do think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play, and I do respect what they've done. How can you not? I'm just tired of it. I've had enough.
Tom Brady's proven that greatness is boring. I think Sean McVay and Jared Goff and the Rams can make boring great again. Not boring great again. Greatness exciting again. Greatness make football great again. Make football fun again. They're going to make football fun again.
I can never tell if you're malfunctioning or if
always
you're
malfunctioning.
What's happening
always
there.
Malfunctioning.
Anyway, okay, so I'm picking the Rams. Who are you picking?
Gotta go with the Rams. Gotta go with the Houston Rams. And to answer Hella's original question, are you going to be excited when they win? Probably not.
Hey guys, Joy Taylor here, and thanks for listening to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. If you're looking for more Super Bowl Sunday fun, here is your answer. During the game, come hang out with us at the Fox Sports Super Bowl party. From in-depth analysis to hilarious bet payoffs, this is sure to be the craziest Super Bowl event you've ever seen. Join in on the fun with Mark Schlereth, Dean Blandino, TJ Hushmanzada, and Jason McIntyre on the Fox Sports Facebook, Twitter, YouTube page, or foxsports.com starting at 6:15 p.m. Eastern.
We about to turn up in this bitch.
All right, when am I winning or quitting today?
Oh, sh**. For some reason, Anthony Davis, Rich Paul, and LeBron James decided to steal headlines from Super Bowl week. And as a result, I must say this to you. Joy, the Lakers will do whatever it takes to get Anthony Davis this season. With it or quit it.
I'm going to quit that.
Thank you. Please.
It's not going to happen this season. Jesus. For multiple reasons. Okay, so.
Wait a minute, you really think so?
Yeah, it's not going to happen to the
why drop the news now then?
I think for multiple reasons. I think Anthony Davis is fed up with the situation. I think he did make his decision that he's moving on. And I think they do want to try and get Anthony Davis before the end of the season, because if they don't get him before the end of the season, they're going to have a lot more competition for trades.
Right.
So the thing about it is Boston can't get involved until the end of the season because of the Rose Rule with Kyrie Irving, which is a complicated thing, but it's a rookie-designated extension rule. So they can't make a trade while Kyrie is still on the team for Anthony Davis. So... look, the Lakers would have to just completely trade everything that they have to get him.
At least 5 players.
Which they might do. I don't feel strongly about it, which is why I'm quitting it.
I don't want them to.
I don't want them to either.
Right.
I do think Anthony Davis is great, but is he the piece that's going to get with LeBron and then they're going to then take the next step next year if they're getting rid of Kuzma and Lonzo?
B.I.,
and
someone on the bench,
Zubac,
draft pick.
Yeah,
Zubac
can
just prove himself.
Is, yeah. He just proved himself. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, he's been playing good. Okay,
he wasn't the number one center on the team until LeBron was out. So
he's been playing good. I'm not going to take anything away from him.
Okay.
Maybe he's, I think.
KCP. We've called this the LeBron tryouts this entire time. And now.
Oh, no. It's truly become the LeBron tryouts.
I've been so mad about them being so bad when LeBron's out because there's less value now than there's ever been with those names.
It kind of backfired a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I don't think that Anthony Davis is then all of a sudden going to take them over the edge and they're going to be able to beat the Warriors. Obviously, they need Anthony Davis badly. But this is, first of all, the Pelicans are super pissed, which, what did you think was going to happen? I mean, no offense to the Pelicans. And I know the New Orleans fans have been going through it, so I'm not going to pile on. But what the f*** did you think was going to happen? Of course he's going to leave.
What star have you held on to?
There was a tiny, small piece of me that thought maybe he's going to sign the Supermax and just have this New Orleans legacy. But it was like 1%. So clearly he doesn't want to be there anymore. He wants to go win. And that's not a knock on the Pelicans, really. They can't get anyone there. And he's talented and he wants to win while he still has the opportunity to. And I can't knock him for that. It's not like he's doing it for money because they can give him the Supermax.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look. The bottom line is he's going to end up somewhere else. I don't think it's going to happen this season. And on top of that, because the Pelicans are so cranky about it, they're being petty. The NBA is having to, apparently, according to Chris Haynes, they're doing an investigation into tampering. They reached out to Rich Paul.
Yeah.
So the NBA may just be like, y'all not doing this trade during the regular season.
No, what you call it, vetoed them before, that owner before, with the Chris Paul trade.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, no,
so
you
it,
can't do
it
this.
Is possible. So
right.
I think it's not going to happen until the end of the season.
I feel
he's going to end up somewhere. But is he going to end up with the Celtics? Maybe. I don't know. Now there's these talks that Kyrie might leave. And now everyone is talking about, is he going to come to L.A. and play with LeBron? Oh, my God. Please,
Kyrie.
Gods.
Okay, no, let
please
me just. And I don't want to make this about
please.
Kyrie. But listen,
shall
if
we
Kyrie.
Pray? Should we pray for a second?
Yeah, pray real quick. I can actually go to God for real. You know what I'm saying?
Dear sports gods, we would love Kyrie in L.A. The content would be tremendous.
Lord Jesus Christ, please talk. I don't know. Yahweh, talk to Kyrie, let him know, you know what I'm saying, that he can put his ego aside and come to the Lakers and do what he did with LeBron, you know what I'm saying, because he's about to retire anyway. You know, he wanted to chill on the beach, win a championship with LeBron like you did in Cleveland, with L.A., with the little jerseys, and Boogie Cousins on the team, too. Amen.
Well, I'm with all of that. Also, another interesting thing that everyone's forgetting about, and Chris Haynes also said this on The Herd, that he doesn't think this is going to happen, but it's definitely being discussed. Klay Thompson. Woo! If he doesn't get his contract situated there in Golden State,
don't pay him. I think Klay would sacrifice money to stay though.
I think he will end up staying. Yes. I don't have a lot of feelings about him coming to the Lakers, yes. But it would be huge.
Give us Boogie and Klay.
And I don't see LeBron playing well with the big. Like, he needs shooters.
Okay, listen, I hear you. You don't see LeBron playing well with the big pre this injury. I think LeBron's a smarter basketball player and he's going to change up his style of game because he has to moving forward. He can't keep doing what he's doing. He's been taking a lot of 3-point shots anyways. I think Boogie spaces out the floor. You get Boogie and one other like legitimate guard piece there for a third person. Like, of course they're going to compete, especially if it's Klay Thompson, somebody who doesn't even need to dribble to shoot.
Yeah.
What about ultra value Klay Thompson, Brad Beal? Any interest in him?
I do think Bradley Beal would be a good fit there.
I like Bradley Beal.
He can shoot real good.
I like Bradley Beal because the Wizards need to blow up their team to fix it. John Wall's not the answer. And now that Anthony Davis wants to leave, the Pelicans, that's why I feel bad, because they have to blow up everything. Like, Drew Holiday's not going to stay there either.
Right.
Like, they have to blow up everything. So, and there's a bunch of teams in the NBA that have stars that people don't want to be there for long. So this is not new.
Yeah, no, we all knew this was coming. It was inevitable. It feels a little early, I'm sure, for the Pelicans.
Do you want him to play for the Lakers?
I do. They need another piece. Do I think it's gonna work? I don't think it's gonna happen before the end of the year because I think there's too much going on and the Pelicans are being super petty. But it's interesting and there's a lot's gonna happen in the next week or so. Yeah. All right, what's next?
The messy aftermath with the missed PI call in the NFC Championship game has been shadier than slim. Fans, players, coaches, politicians have all complained, and now the discussion has switched to the Super Bowl referees, who are all weirdly from Southern California. The integrity of the Super Bowl matchup is still in question. Joy, Saints supporters need to let it go. Wit it or quit it.
I am going to wit it, but it's never going to happen.
What are you going to do?
It's never going to happen.
What are you going to just let that sit over you? They're going to turn into the Seahawks fans? Because that was the actual Super Bowl. That's something you can actually be mad about.
Yeah, and that wasn't a bad call.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad call. It was a play. Yeah, it was a bad play.
So I think it's actually should have been easier to get over. Because they did get over the situation that happened against the Vikings. So,
okay.
And that was killer. But it was one player. It was a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's kind of hard for another player to really come down. And it's like we all make mistakes kind of thing.
Right.
This hurts because it feels like the J.R. Smith situation where it's like a crucial mistake. Again, not a ref situation, J.R. Smith, but it's like it's one of those things that's so tragic in a spot that you can't get over, even though they did have overtime and they did have time after that call.
It's, and an interception ended the game by Drew Brees.
It's tough. Like, it's really hard for me at this point to continue to have compassion for them. I did feel badly about it, and like, I get it. And if it was my team, I'd be pissed about it too, obviously. But there's nothing you can do about it. And they're not all of the officials are from Southern California. It's just four. And,
oh, four out of what?
And, I don't know. And
five or six.
And then Colin did point out that there was a big conspiracy before that Rams-Saints game about whatever the guy's name is, whatever the ref's game is. I think the Rams were 0-8 with him as a official. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm a huge tinfoil hat person, okay? But
there's not a tinfoil hat. There's literally a unit, a division in the NFL, if you will, that is in charge of dictating who wins and loses the game by the calls that are in upholding the rule book. And do you know how to be a ref?
Mm-mm.
I don't know how to be a ref. Like, it's a secret society that NFL runs and decides who's in it. So, yeah, it should be in question. And it's not a conspiracy theory when, like, the refs around the – like, in the NBA have been called out for, like, trying to fix games. This is real shit.
Oh, come on.
This is real. People have their own thing. Listen, Chris Hogan is sitting there chopping it up with the ref while in between a call.
I mean, that's the Patriots.
If
you're not clever enough to schmooze up the refs, shame on you.
Yeah,
all right?
No doubt. Like, I did it in high school. That's how you got to college.
That's nonsense. All right? You should know better than that. Like, tell him he's lost some pounds and, like, whatever
kids.
You need to do. Yeah. Right. Like, stop being silly.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Stop being silly with that. All right? That's smart.
But it's not tinfoil. That's real.
No. The issue is this. If this happened on the last play of the game, there's no more time on the clock.
Right.
This is their last effort. Okay. I get it. But it didn't happen that way. You still had time. You still had an opportunity to win the game. You still went into overtime. You blew it in the red zone. I just can't get to the point where you need to replay the game. If it's the last call of the game, maybe I could be like, even though they're not going to replay it, okay, you have a legitimate beef here to continue on for the rest of time. Right. My thing is, and it's always been this, the commissioner or the NFL should have come out immediately, if not the next day, and been like, look, we got the call wrong. These things happen. We're obviously going to review it. Yeah. We're going to do whatever we can to fix it. Whatever kind of like bullshit PR statement you want to do, because that's what it is. Like, people just want to be heard. And yeah, I feel like that's why it's just dragged on as long as it is, because Saints fans are like, what we're saying is not like,
it holds water.
This is a terrible call.
Yeah,
it may have cost them a trip to the Super Bowl, if they had extra time, right, and they did go to overtime and did throw an interception in overtime.
Yeah.
But psychologically, it's crushing, and I get it. But Saints fans are not going to stop talking about this for the rest of time. And now we have social media, so we can watch it over and 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 over again and over and over again. So it's really never going to go away.
It was an illegal hit, but it was definitely a good hit.
And then the The league did respond to the lawsuit.
Of all things, they're gonna protect the pockets.
And they admitted that the call was a mistake. The best parts of the statement, according to Ashley, this is not according to me. Right. So I just want to say, Ron Burgundy's me all the time. Yeah. Ron Burgundy's me all the time. Ron Burgundy's. I'm Ron Burgundy. Because of the officials on the field are humans, errors will happen. We all make mistakes.
Yes.
The results of a game are conclusive and not subject to protest or challenge.
Protest.
To our knowledge, no game has ever been replayed. This has been true despite war, depression, natural disasters, civil disorder, terrorism, or pandemic. Okay.
Pandemic? Okay. They didn't restart a game for pandemic?
Okay, okay.
That's, you know what when I mean? You got,
like,
to.
This is what I'm talking about. Really? So I kind of just changed my entire opinion. The Saints fans could complain forever.
T.O. said it's in the
rules. I hope they win that lawsuit and whatever. Okay. You really going to hit me with that? I mean, please. All right, what's next?
Okay. Interest in the Super Bowl is being propped up by an outrageous list of prop bets, from the number of mentions of Sean McVay's age to when Mark Wahlberg will leave. Gambling is just about everywhere, and you can gamble on anything in the Super Bowl. Joy, betting is the most exciting part about Super Bowl 53. Wit it or quit it.
I am going to wit that.
You're a gambler.
I do not gamble on sports or prop bets in general, because I like to keep my money.
You said Game of Thrones. You about to throw some money out there, so you can sit on the throne.
I was kidding. It was fun to talk about that.
that was last episode. I was joking.
It's more fun to just discuss. Yeah. Although I am not a huge gambler. Ashley's a big gambler. So I may.
Which refers back to the beginning of this podcast. Continue. What?
Just being blessed.
For sure. Blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Play around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not even going to say what I was about to say.
She's wearing a Patagonia sweater. Oh, man.
All right. Anyway, so I may give Ashley some money to put some bets for me, because I literally don't even know how to place a bet. I'm like an old person, like, trying to access email. Like, do I put in like www.email.com? Like,
yes,
how do you place a bet?
It's like looking at, remember on MySpace,
do I still have to go to a bookie? Like, do I have to knock on the door, the creepy door?
You have to know a password. No, right. Like, remember on MySpace when you're coding and you had to, like, put this thing.
Oh, yeah, the page? HTML That's code.
Yes, when I look at a sports betting site, I'm like, what are these numbers? Is that over the what?
When I see numbers in general, it might as well be hieroglyphics to me.
Shouts out to hieroglyphics.
It's not, hey, not the side of the brain that's like language. The highly functioning part for me. I'm more of a colors person.
Right.
So anyway, I may give Ashley some money to put some bets on some of these things. Okay, so I'm going to pick a couple of these.
Yes.
All right. Our favorite prop bets. Yeah, so Gladys Knight is singing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
The over-under is 1:47. Now, this is where real good bettors like myself will do the extra research, or actually make Ashley do the research, and then I make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
the average time for the last 20 years is 1:57. So if you're taking the under, it's pretty risky. All right.
Yes.
Now, she did perform the national anthem live in 1991, mm-hmm. and it was 1:40.
Mm.
So the under is 1:47.
She's older now. If the Pips were out there, I would say over. But if it's not the Pips.
Now, all previous soul and R&B singers went well over 2 minutes. Alicia Keys holds the record with 2:35.
Amen. Shouts out to her.
Which I did not appreciate.
Where's Alicia? She got a piano. If you got a piano, I expect to be there for at least 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah, if your name is Aretha Franklin, in which case we will all shut up and enjoy as long as you'd like to sing, Miss Aretha, we are here, and you can wear your fur and sing for as long as you want to, and whenever you're done, then we'll play the game. That's how that works. But I love Alicia, okay? Don't get me wrong.
Always.
But I'm not into remixing the national anthem. I just don't feel like it's necessary. We know what it is.
Shout out Fergie.
Well, yeah. You said it, not me. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Hudson went 2:10, and Aretha Franklin went 2:08, which is, you know, as we just said, as long as she wants to sing, we will let her. So I think I'm going to take the over on this. I'm going to take the over.
You took the over last time and it didn't happen. Just let you know. Last time we bet on Lit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it again because I don't listen. Okay. All right. So I'm taking the over on the national anthem. How many songs will we play during the halftime show? The over is 7.5.
7.5. Not in the streaming era. Not when people are putting 3 different songs on the same song, sicko.
Now, mode. Justin Timberlake did 11.
10, 12.
Lady Gaga did 7. Coldplay, Bruno Mars, and Beyonce did 6.
Ooh, Katy Perry, Missy Elliott, and Lenny Kravitz did 8?
8, yeah.
Woo! I'm hoping for 8.
And Beyonce, Destiny's
Bet
Child did 9.
Bet the over, definitely.
I'm definitely taking the
Maroon 5, the
hits they got? Well, it's Maroon 5. And then, okay, so there we go. I'm taking the over. And then let's talk about the next one, which will be the first song performed by Maroon 5.
Ooh.
Now, we've got, you got Even Money on Makes Me Wonder.
Mm.
One More Night, Moves Like Jagger, Animals, Sugar, Moves Girls Like You, Don't Want to Know, Payphone, This Love, She Will Be Loved, and Maps. Definitely not She Will Be Loved.
I mean, get the hell out of here. What is this, Unplugged Super Bowl? Get the hell out of here.
Absolutely not.
They're going to start, what you got?
I think I'm going to put my money on Sugar.
I was about to say, it's got to be one of the ones I don't know.
You know that song. Sugar. Yes, please. Won't you come and put it down?
See, that was when Adam Levine decided he wanted to make money and not records, and now I stopped listening then.
I think I sounded actually pretty good there.
No, that was great. I recognize the song. Moves Like Jagger is probably going to do first. They're going to surprise everybody.
Mm-hmm. With Mick Jagger? Surprise appearance?
Mm-hmm. I mean, no. Because then nobody cares about Maroon 5 anymore.
This fair. They're going to keep doing that.
All right. So,
they might be in the background.
Since you've already decided to insert yourself in this conversation,
Prince of Privilege.
Hey.
What song you got?
Moves Like Jagger, for
Moves
sure.
Jagger?
Yeah. Sorry. It's not funny. Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, you know what it is? He doesn't know any other songs.
Payphone. Whatever payphone is.
Honestly, thank you for saying it so that I didn't have to.
Whatever payphone
is. What the hell are y'all talking about? I don't know any of this song.
Payphone? How does payphone go?
Which Travis Scott song are they on?
Let him harmonize.
No.
Payphone.
What?
Don't act like
you don't know how it goes.
I'm tone deaf.
I needed to hear the melody.
Yeah, how's it go?
Work together.
Oh, that song.
I think it's
Telephone
with God.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds basically like that, though. Anyway, all right. Will Travis Scott take a knee during the halftime
Come
show?
On.
Oh, I'm going yes.
No, he won't.
Oh, it was so strong.
To
yes.
tie his shoe.
What
no.
if he slips?
No.
Does that count?
No. Travis Scott.
It's going to be strong with the fist.
No. Travis Scott is about the dollars. He lied and said he got confirmed to do this by Kaepernick. Only time he speaks, nah, dog, that wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Travis is about the woke stuff. He gonna get his money. He gonna be in and out. People are gonna be like, oh, I can't believe. People are gonna be
don't
more surprised.
Get paid to do the Super Bowl.
No, he's gonna get the money. He's gonna get money afterwards.
Stop
though.
Spreading fake news.
I'm telling you,
okay.
People are gonna be
the
surprised.
The other part is true,
like.
But that's why I think it's a strong yes. I'm mm-hmm. putting my money on yes. All right. Will any player take a knee during the national anthem?
Oh,
no.
They gonna
going
show
no.
it if they do. We ain't gonna know. They ain't gonna show it if they do.
Just watch
well,
CBS.
Matter.
CBS
well,
is broadcast.
Okay, but that's not what it says.
That's true.
Will it happen?
How are we gonna find out?
They have everyone has these amazing
don't do that,
things
Joy.
They
don't
put
do
their.
That, Joy. They're like, gonna do it based on the broadcast. Don't do that.
On all of
they're
it.
Gonna do it based
all right.
on the broadcast.
Yeah, they do now.
Donald Trump tweets.
Will Donald Trump tweets or how many Donald Trump tweets
during
the Super Bowl over or under 6?
I do under 6.
I don't know. He's got a big interview before.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So I'm going the over for sure.
I
it doesn't
know
say what he's tweeting about. It just says how many tweets. He
if,
has
he
a big,
if he didn't shut down the
a big interview.
It would have been over 6. He need to chill.
All right, we're
he
taking too long. That. What's next? Which commercial will appear first, Doritos or Pringles? Doritos.
Pringles?
Yeah, I don't remember the
Pringles
commercial. Will Mark Wahlberg attend the game and leave early? No.
No.
He will never shame himself like that again. No. How many plays will Tony Romo correctly predict?
Mm.
I'm going to go in the under.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the under. So it's it's 7.5. That's a lot. Yeah. It's his first Super Bowl. He's going to take it easy. How many times will broadcast mention Sean McVay's over. Age? 1.5. Ooh, strong on the over.
Over.
I mean, easily. Strong over.
Yes.
And then the Super Bowl MVP, obviously Tom Brady is favored. Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Sonny Michel, CJ Anderson, Aaron Donald, you know the list. I am going to go with a sleeper, since obviously if the Patriots win, it is going to be Tom Brady. Could you imagine? The unmitigated goal to give it to someone else. I'm going to go actually with CJ Anderson as a sleeper.
CJ Anderson as a sleeper?
Yeah.
I think, Greg Zuerlein. Greg Zuerlein.
Legatron.
Whatever.
Greg Zuerlein.
we were still on the, whatever.
No, we weren't.
Yeah. Hear ye, hear ye. Nickell Robey-Coleman is petty.
Mm.
That is the guy who attacked the Saints receiver, Tommy Lee Lewis, and got away with it in the NFC Championship game, which is why the Rams are in the Super Bowl, at least according to Saints fans. And he was talking about Tom Brady and said age has definitely taken a toll on Brady. I think he's definitely not the same quarterback as he was. Mm. Now, in all fairness, he was asked about Tom Brady
because
he's played against him in his younger years, and now he's playing against him again. What he forgot is that Super Bowl week, and we're looking for stories. We need the content.
Yeah.
So anything you say, we're going to turn into something else. That's what we do.
It was before Media Day, even. He gave us this.
Oh, yeah.
This
it was way before that.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
And the Patriots love, love any kind of bulletin board material they can get. I literally think they have a bulletin board. Like, I think there's a person who just, they strap to a computer, like find anything you can, and then he just prints it like one letter per sheet and just destroys trees. And then just they just have a huge bulletin board and they just put the quote up there.
I would argue Bill Belichick outsources maybe someone from Jerry Media to like run a hate Patriots blog
putting
this stuff out. Putting stuff like that. You guys see this guy again?
Yeah.
You see what he said?
I can't believe it, but you know what? We have to believe in ourselves.
Right.
This guy, he's saying the things.
Trollgate.
Yes. It, you know what?
The Patriots, Trollgate.
You're on a roll right now, and I just appreciate it. Anyway, he backed off the comments, did Robey-Coleman. He said that was out of context. Tom is a great quarterback. He's the GOAT. He's a legend. I'm not taking it from his game. You don't really have to back off of it because we believed you the first time.
Yes.
Believed you the first time. I mean, it's not true. What you said is not taking a toll because he's playing just fine.
Tom Brady was worse this year than he has ever been. I think that was a fair thing to say. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can back down if he wants, look like how you want to look if you don't put your name on it. But, like, that's not a hot take.
Well, I don't think he was really saying, like, he wasn't trying to take a jab at Brady.
Right.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Like, it's how it sounds. And as soon as he said it, I was like, this is what it's going to just, just going to lift this little part of the quote up. Boom. That's
Herline
the quote.
News.
That's what you said. Heard my news. Thank you very much. Okay. And everywhere else is news because that's just how it works. But, you know, it's Super Bowl week, so we're going to have lots of those those bulletin board quotes, and the Patriots are going to give you nothing because that's what they always do.
Actually, the Petty Report next year, Petty Court next week is probably going to be someone who said something who lost, right?
I don't know.
So plug that in.
Maybe Brady will get spicy.
Ooh, if Brady gets spicy, Giselle's going to get spicy, and Julian Edelman's wife is going to say something after they lose again, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Go Rams.
Yes.
What are we doing? Rams up. What is it? Rams up.
Everyone on YouTube
loves
this.
Rams up.
It's not Rams up.
No, what else are doing?
Ram it up. Ram it up.
No, ram it up.
Whose house? The Rams won House Nation.
One That's house, one nation, Ram time, Rammer time.
We gotta win this thing so we care. Help
what
LA sound, care.
What sounds do Rams make? Is that it?
Something like it. Like
Rammer time?
Something
That's
like
good.
That.
Okay. I feel like all I can remember from last week is Rams up. What else did I say?
Ram it up.
One house, one dream is the.
It's so terrible.
I googled it both weeks now that we.
One house, one dream.
One house, one dream. Where's the house? What house?
It's the one.
House.
The one house.
The Coliseum, I guess.
And the one.
Rams house. What is it? Whose house? Rams house.
Whose house?
Rams house.
Whose house?
But that's not there.
Rams house.
Do the Rams sound. Do the Rams sound.
I feel like Rams up. Is the new one. Rams up.
Like little
or it's
hoops.
Like Rams up. Yeah.
Rams are coming. The Rams are coming.
The Rams are coming. I think we're on to all. They should really just hire us as their in-house like hype group.
Yes.
Because we've got it down.
Win the game, Rams, for the LA people.
It's good. Why stop?
Keep going.
It's so good. It had a nice little beat.
The Patriots will pray. They need a steeple.
No. Yeah, it's good. It's on there.
Anna Menakis style freestyling. Yeah. Shouts out.
I don't hate it. All I know is Rams up.
Rams up and out. Rams up and out.
It's time for High Key Low Key. All right. So, High Key, Luke Wallen. High Key is not going to be there next year. Low Key, he should be there next year.
Okay, yes. I can agree with that.
So, Jackie McMullen reported that LeBron's camp is pretty open, pretty forthright about wanting there to be a coaching change in LA.
They're sharing things.
Yeah, they're dropping some hints. Right. She said there's some tension in the building. It's not LeBron, but all of the people around LeBron you know, they're just not subtle about it, is what she said. Now, he's in a difficult spot, obviously.
Who?
Luke Walton. Oh, because everybody's injured. They've dropped to ninth in the West. There's a lot going on. You know, you've got the Anthony Davis trade situation, and he might lose his entire young core for Anthony Davis. It's a lot. He wasn't a Magic Johnson hire. Now, Jeannie Buss has come out pretty strong, but at the end of the day, like, I think Jeannie's going to do whatever LeBron and Magic want to do.
Yes, and Rob.
And Rob,
probably,
yes. Sure, no, yeah. I mean, yes, maybe. I don't know. But what I do know is that Luke Walton should probably be the coach next year. I don't know who you bring in. Like, do you bring in Mark Jackson?
I mean...
Do you bring in Ty Lue?
Does Rondo get promoted?
Rondo's going to be the coach?
Exchange the jersey for some suits.
We're having a real conversation right now.
I'm talking about, if we're talking about people in coaching, did he not pick up Ty Lue out of nowhere? It's like, oh, it's just somebody who played with, it was on the team with him at some point in time.
Ty Lue was on the coaching staff.
I know, but still.
I don't know what the issue is with Luke Walton. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't want Luke there. This is a thing with LeBron. Like, he tried to get Spoelstra fired, obviously, and Pat Riley was like, go back to practice. This is not a conversation we're having.
Because
it's Pat Riley. Yes. and then he went, right. I don't, you, this is, you see what this is here? This is the executive offices. Yeah. This is where I work. That court is where you work. And that didn't work out too well for Pat Riley at the end of the day because LeBron left and now the Heat are the Heat. Yeah. Still love you, but it's not the same. Ooh. And then he went to Cleveland where he bullied Dan Gilbert around for a couple years and then he got Blatt fired, which, I mean, did Blatt deserve to get fired? I don't know, maybe. Maybe he was pushing back on LeBron too much. At that point, you can't really push back on LeBron. Like, they gave him the team. Like, this is how this works.
Right.
I don't know what actually happened there, but... They won a championship, so I guess it was the right thing. Mm-hmm. And now Luke Walton is looking like he's getting pushed out too. I don't know. I just think LeBron likes to have full control over the situation.
Right.
Because he didn't have full control over the situation in Miami. It's pretty obvious and very well reported.
Mm-hmm.
It better be right. But I said the same thing about LeBron in Cleveland when they fired Blatt, that he better be right, and he was. So
He only needs to be right if it actually happens. I think there's some conversations that could possibly happen to keep Luke there because what he really does is manage a good young core. Even during all these struggles, they've gotten better on defense. So, like, there's something that Luke Walton has that is a young person whisperer for the basketball team. I'm all for Luke Walton continuing to be the coach for the Lakers.
Me too. I think that more and more it's about managing talent and managing egos, individuals and egos than it is necessarily X's and O's. I think that's more for assistants. There's a lot that goes into being a head coach these days. It's not just drawing up plays and, you know, ATOs. So I hope he stays, but low-key, probably not. All right. High-key, James Harden. High-key, scoring machine. Low-key, it doesn't matter. I don't know what to do with James Harden. Like, I don't. I want to give him props because he keeps scoring a bajillion points.
Mm-hmm.
But where are they in the West right now? Like, do we feel good about them in the playoffs? Any better than we did last year? I don't know.
I mean, if you're building a team around James Harden shooting scoring all of the points, we've seen the last 2 years we know how this show ends.
They're fifth.
But like we've seen it in the playoffs. You can't be the only person that's shooting.
Like, he's in the MVP conversation as like the lead for the MVP. They're fifth in the West.
Every time it's the playoffs,
the Bucks are first in the East.
They try to lean on to lean on everyone else when they get in the playoffs, and then the other PJ Tucker, everyone else, they get the ball in the playoffs. I'm like, what do I do with this? Like, right. what do you want me to do? Like, I don't. They're not in the rhythm of scoring and playing as a team. And he's number one in scoring? Who's number two? Steph Curry. Like, I think you're exactly right. It won't matter. It won't matter.
Yeah,
score all the points.
It
doesn't matter.
It's just not going to matter. Yeah. Finally. High key, it's looking like Kyrie Irving might leave Boston. Low key, we want him to come to LA. It's totally cool. We get it. You didn't want to play with LeBron anymore, and now you're like, I do want to play with LeBron.
Yeah, everyone learns lessons.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, he's like,
I don't play in the Celtics anymore. Yeah. Sort of play LeBron in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I got a chance to see what it feels like. I don't have to be healthy all the time if I play with LeBron. Like, let's be real. Like, Kyrie has now proven that he doesn't stay on the court for entire seasons of basketball. It's not a bad thing, but how fragile he is, he needs someone strong and durable and reliable like LeBron James. Now, LeBron's not that anymore.
Yes, he is. This is his first major injury, if you even want to call it that. He's still going to be LeBron James. He's just resting now, and then, you know, we're going to just...
Would you really want Kyrie here?
Yeah, I do. All I think it'd like be great. It'd be amazing content. Like, just everyone in the whole world would hate the Lakers, and it would be such good content.
Tell me
the
three.
It was so good.
Tell me the three. Who's the options?
I mean, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron James.
What'd they do?
Can that happen?
It can happen, but what'd they do?
Huh?
What would that team do?
They're gonna win a championship. What do you mean? Take down the Warriors.
That team beats the Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry, Heller. It's going down. High key, going down.
Talk to me next year about it.
Lose power rankings. Lose power rankings. These are the losers of the week.
All right.
When I'm ready.
Let's start with people who keep trying to retire Tom Brady. Stop trying to retire Tom Brady. Loose off. All right, I told you about this already. Stop doing it. You try to do it all year. It was an exercise in futility. It was a waste of time.
Yes.
He doesn't get hit. He was sacked 21 times during the regular season and hit two other times in 596 dropbacks. That's a hit rate of less than 4%. Doesn't get touched. Dude doesn't get touched. The league average is about double than that. He hasn't missed a regular season start because of an injury since the ACL. And he is playing just as well as he's always been playing. Stop asking him when he's going to retire. He's not going to retire. He's already said he's coming back next year, so it's not over. Bill Belichick's not going anywhere. The Patriots aren't going anywhere. Stop talking about it. Yes. I've been telling people this for the last 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. No one listens to me.
As confident as we are that Tom Brady is the corniest person alive, that's how confident we are that he will play a game next season. Is that fair to say?
Strong. Okay.
We're still here.
We are still here.
We're still here. Yeah. Take that, NFL and the rest of the guys playing football, because we're here.
In your face.
Again.
In a nice way, because we love our haters.
And we respect our opponents.
All right. Next is Derek Carr doubters. Yes. Okay. So, according to Peter King, there's a lot of suspicion that they will take a quarterback high, that being the Raiders. They've got 3 first-round picks, but they won't trade Derek Carr, so they're trying to do a little Alex Smith action here. Only problem is, I don't think Derek Carr is really built like that. Alex Smith, super nice guy, and really did Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a real good favor. And yes, he mentored Patrick Mahomes.
The Redskins were relevant all regular season because of Alex Smith.
Right, and he had a bad injury, man. His leg is in bad shape. Yeah. But
that was his second mentorship, too. Did it for the Niners. Alex Smith, great guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I don't think that Derek Carr is built like that. He's very, very angry about people saying that bad things about him. So, yeah. Which is fine. I'm cool with it. Like, cool. You should be confident in yourself. Derek Carr seems like he's a competent quarterback. I feel like the Raiders need lots of things, and you have a competent quarterback, so stop worrying about it. There's a bunch of other spaces. I don't know. Maybe you need a pass rusher.
You need a couple of those.
Mm-hmm. Remember that you had Khalil Mack. You don't have him anymore. So there's
wide receiver to catch the
Amari Cooper. Oh, yeah. So stop talking about drafting a quarterback for the Raiders. It's nonsense. You have all these picks. Build your team. Worry about that later. Derek Carr is a competent quarterback. I don't get it.
Did you hear about what John Gruden was doing at the Senior Bowl? Walking around and slapping Raiders stickers on the players he liked. On their stickers on their helmets, their players that was like he was looking at. It's like John Gruden's out here. I like it.
That is incredible.
It's football.
We'll probably cut this out, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you did you have multiple helmets at Notre Dame? Obviously, like if you had different, but like you practice got
the game helmet,
but you got to keep one
at the when you graduate.
Right. So like that's the helmet from their university. Conceivably, they're keeping. And Gruden and his coaches are putting Raiders stickers on that. Like, that's the most wild disrespect I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wild. No, no, I was like, what shit goes down in Senior Bowl? Like, that's a part of the experience. That's a part of their helmet now.
But when they pretended to smile like they didn't hate him for doing that.
He is a head coach in the NFL. It's not just some guy talking about the game on Monday Night Football. Like, yeah, yes, I would keep the helmet sticker.
I'm kind of leaning towards Brandon on this one. It is big wild, but... Yeah.
It's big wild.
Because you'd be like, because
a guy could not get drafted at all, and he tells kids, see, this sticker was when John Gruden said he liked me.
Yeah.
That's a Senior Bowl guy problem? I don't think so, man.
Mm.
It's no problem at all. It's an honor. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, look, Carr did struggle, but I still think he's solid, yeah. Which probably means they're going to take Kyler Murray. All right. So, the Pro Bowl. Here's the thing about the Pro Bowl.
More like just the No Bowl. Woo! Sorry.
It was down in the ratings. Mm-hmm. 8.6 last year, 8 million this year. It only reached in small markets. Kansas City, not really that surprising because of Mahomes.
Right.
Pittsburgh, Norfolk, West Palm Beach, and Cleveland had the highest ratings for the Pro Bowl. I mean, listen, the Pro Bowl left Hawaii apparently because of the condition of the stadium.
That's a tough stat. I like the place, but that stadium we played in there for the Hawaii Bowl, it's a pretty rough turf, but that you can fix that easy though.
I just feel like either have it in Hawaii, because I know a lot of the players liked having it in Hawaii, it was like a nice little vacation, or just have it in the city where you're going to play the Super Bowl. That's what I think makes the most sense.
Like those games, it's like your youth league game and during halftime. It's like a little game before the game. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just logistically, it's just easier. Yeah. All reporters are going to be there anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just going to have to spend a couple extra days in the city where the Super Bowl is. You're probably going to be worn out, but nobody cares about reporters.
Yeah,
like,
the players are there too because they have to pick up their tickets.
Right, players are there. Mm-hmm. They have media obligations to be there. Like, it's so much easier. Just do it in the city where you're having the Super Bowl. You obviously already have a state of the art facility. The fans, if you want to make it if somebody has the availability to take 2 weeks off of work, I guess you can participate in both.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I don't know. All-star games in general just do not interest me. The actual games don't interest me. The skills contest, I'm all in on. Like All-Star Weekend for basketball, totally watching the three-point contest, totally watching the dunk contest.
Yes.
I don't really care about the game.
Well, no,
I did not watch. I did not watch 1 millisecond of the Pro Bowl. Not one.
No, I did see the recap of the dodgeball game, which I think should be played on the big football field.
Ooh.
Just like dodgeball. Like,
I used to rock at dodgeball.
Come on now. Like, we should have an outing. Crazy dodgeball.
But that is the worst idea you've ever had.
What?
Hello. Do you remember playing volleyball with me? You feel like playing dodgeball is a good idea?
Yes. I like the drama.
As much time as you spent on the ground playing volleyball, you feel like it's a good idea to play dodgeball against me.
Listen, that's the only way I can show you how nimble I am, because y'all ain't going to hit me.
If by nimble you mean durable, yeah, sure.
No, both of them things. Nimble and durable. Go ahead, what are you saying?
Plus she's little. Look how...
What are you trying to say? She's little.
She's an unfair advantage.
No, we're going to be on the same team. We're going to play against Earl.
Oh, no. Incorrect.
What?
Fake news. Wrong. No.
All right. If you want this smoke, then you can get the smoke then.
You and Earl, you and Earl are on the same team. Me and Earl are never on the same team when we compete on anything.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Because we're incredibly competitive. And I played tennis on the same team with him, and he was just yelling at me the entire time.
You doubles with him?
Yeah.
Y'all lost? I'm just you know what I mean.
Joy's face is denoting a no right now.
I know, but like, is she acting like it's a crazy question?
Don't
like,
be disrespectful, okay? It's low-key disrespectful what you just said. I'm gonna let it slide, but it's low-key disrespectful.
You said y'all be at it. You know what I'm saying? Doubles, you gotta move as one, move as water.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I learned. Took one lesson. Lies.
All right, time for the culture report.
Hey.
Brandon has gotten hot, so he has decided to remix his jersey into a headband.
Some of our YouTube commenters would argue I've been hot.
All right, what's in the culture report?
If you don't remember, the year 2017, the internet was buzzing around Ja Rule and his business partner Billy McFarlane and their new hot music festival that was advertised to be a real-life mix of Coachella and Instagram, and it ended up being another episode of Survivor or Naked and Afraid. Netflix announced their Fyre Festival documentary titled Fyre, The Greatest Party That Never Happened, Will be released January 18th. And then Hulu dropped the documentary titled Fire Fraud 3 days before Netflix and didn't tell nobody. And Hulu had something that Netflix didn't, an interview with Billy McFarlane. Netflix called out Hulu for paying McFarlane for the interview. Hulu called out Netflix for paying Jerry Media for helping them out producing their documentary. And Ja Rule was somewhere screaming. He got hoodwinked and led astray and bamboozled. We both watched the Netflix documentary. What'd you think?
I have both Hulu and Netflix. We chose to watch the Netflix
one. Right, right. Michelle and I watched like the first 40 minutes of the Hulu one.
Having heard about the Hulu one, I feel better about having watched the Netflix one.
Yes.
Just, you know, like as a human.
Yes.
Earl and I watched it and it was something, man. I we're kind of a week late on this, obviously, but I just, you know, I didn't have time for it.
Yes, so we didn't do it.
So when we had time over the weekend, we watched it and man, that was hilarious.
Wow.
Like,
You'd be interested in talking about it.
Honestly, big wild. The whole thing was big wild. Yes. The only people that I felt really badly for was obviously the people from the Exumas who got scammed.
Well, the black ones.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for anyone else involved in that situation at all.
Ja Rule too?
Earl asked me when it was over, he was like, where was Ja Rule in all this? And I feel like Ja Rule was not involved in the actual like day-to-day logistics of the festival, because the young kid that worked in the office in New York, remember when he said he canceled all the acts, he said he called Ja and said the festival was canceled, mm-hmm. and then he canceled all the other acts. So it felt to me like he was not involved in what the chaos was that was going on the islands.
But he was involved because he was the face
slash
name.
Well, he was the face
name.
Of it, but like he wasn't the one who was there approving all this bullshit that was going on. Like that. So
he was part of that cleanup though when he said, oh, it's not fraud. It was more like...
Well, yeah, I don't think he understands the definition
false
of
advertising.
Fraud.
It's like,
that's literally verbatim what it is.
That's what that is. That's what that deal.
Bottom line is this. There were so many opportunities for someone to be like, yeah, the money is not worth it.
Right.
He's good. Like, that's what scammers do. They keep you going along with it enough.
Won't stop.
So that you keep compromising yourself. And then before you know it, you're in it for money. Mm-hmm. The other people around you are in it for money. And at this point, you're just trying to do anything to make it happen so you can make your own money back.
Right.
And the whole thing is just crazy. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching.
Protect yourself.
Just as a note, if you're going to travel to a foreign country, you know, on the whim of some Instagram post, you may want to do just the minimal amount of research to find out where it is that you're going, where you'll be staying.
Instagram post.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just minimally. Obviously, if I was there, first of all, how in that documentary there are not all out brawls, I don't understand. Everyone there must have been really nice, because I'm definitely scrapping.
Well, if
like
you're going there ready to party.
No way. What was your reaction to the documentary though? Because I the reason I don't care about the Hulu one is because I don't care what that dude has to say. And he's in jail now. Like spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the documentary, he's in jail, where he belongs. Yeah. But
hanging out with
I mean, he's in
prison.
I'm gonna call it jail. Okay.
Yeah, you should.
Call it what it is. Yes. It's jail. Prison is
white collar.
Prison is reserved for people who actually go to prison. He's in jail. I know he's literally in prison, okay? But Brandon knows what I'm saying.
I thought it's a perfect example of someone seeing trends with social media and how powerful that is, and like the importance of influencers. Because in all actuality, they did have the party.
Well, yeah, that's basically what they said. Like, the party did happen. It just happened when they were shooting the video promoting a party that wasn't going to happen.
And every time the cameras weren't on, people were kind of confused and high or drunk. And it's like, it's like a stupor. And they were on Pablo Escobar's island. And they weren't allowed to say Escobar's album.
Honestly, you know nobody involved in that situation is really about that life.
Right.
Because as soon as they posted it was Pablo Escobar's island, and then they had to leave the island, I'd have been like,
bye.
Maybe y'all don't know how this works, okay?
Right.
But we got beef with who now? No, y'all can have this whole party. I ain't trying to party that bad. I've been to some parties. I'm good. I'm going to just stay home with my cat or whatever it is I do. But I am not going to that.
I don't go to concerts around the corner.
Anyway, shout out to DMX, right?
Yes. It's DMX, man.
DMX is out.
He's out here. He's out. Twist, did you know DMX's real name?
Should I?
It's Earl.
Is it?
It's Earl. Earl Simmons.
Strong name.
Father of 15.
Yes, I learned that today as well before the podcast.
And guys, tax evasion is a real thing. Just be out there,
you
like
you
know.
Taxes.
Yeah, you got to pay taxes. Or you're going to end up. in prison jail? You think DMX went to actual prison?
Probably.
Or jail prison?
No, I think he went to prison.
Prison?
Yeah, Billy McFarlane is in jail prison.
Yeah, he's in jail prison. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the rappers in the conversation in the Culture Report.
Yeah. All right, thanks for joining us this week on our Super Bowl edition of Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube at Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast.
Do that.
On all our social media pages at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod. We promise not to scam you.
Yes.
Maybe.
Promise. We'll troll you. We'll definitely troll you.
Yeah. And our Super Bowl picks are the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams. Wait a minute. What are you doing? You watching? Where are you going? What are you doing?
What?
For the Super Bowl. What you watching? You watching it? You,
am I going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you going to watch it?
Yes.
Joy's watching the Super Bowl, guys.
I don't know what that was. I have no explanation from him sometimes. Thanks for joining us this week, and enjoy the Super Bowl. I'm going to catch you next week.
Bye.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Oh.